Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Going to be talking about a Screambox original / exclusive. It is the movie Subject, which will be released onto Screambox August 22nd. It's a found footage film, Australian found footage film, directed by Tristan Barr and written by Vincent Beffet. And I'm somebody who really, really enjoys found footage when it's done right. And when it kind of brings something fresh to the genre, I know there's a lot of people in the podcast community and just the horror community in general who are fiends for this type of stuff. So I kind of wanted to go over this film a little bit and not dive too much into it, just to give you enough to want you to watch this. I'll try to refrain from doing any kind of spoilers or anything like that, because this isn't out yet. So I want to really just talk about my overall feelings and maybe some plot points on here, things that I thought are new or refreshing without spoiling too much. So right off the bat, I have to say that the single location of this film, with you following the main character, William, and kind of seeing him go through a lot of things. And this movie really starts to make you ask the question of what is reality and what's not and with this character. Because they go through so many different like loops and bounds with this that you really start asking that question, and it gets pretty terrifying at points. I could also kind of label this outside of found footage as almost like a creature feature, because there is a creature in this, and you also have to ask yourself at the same time, is this creature of reality or figment of your imagination because of what happens. So let me go on IMDb. I'll read you the plot synopsis that they have. There's not really going to be any ratings out for this right now on IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes, considering this hasn't really been out yet. So the synopsis is, on his way to prison, a man gets intercepted by a secretive government agency who task him to monitor a secret experiment in exchange for commuting his sentence. And that sums up really, really well. You go into this mind of this character, and you really start to grow with him a lot and understand him a bit. And what's really cool about this is that it is found footage because, it's taken from cameras, and where William's being held, there's one, two, maybe four or five different cameras. And all that he is asked is to stay here and document what's happening. And it takes a little bit for things to really heat up and get there. But once it does, it's got you by like a stranglehold, man. It's great. You see footage of like his past before things started happening and before he starts going down a downward spiral, and you understand like why he kind of is the way that he is, and he kind of like breaks down. So you're really following this character and seeing him really go insane in a way, but at the same time, you don't know if he's going insane because of everything that's going on around him. It's really like a single location and to some extent a solo performance. And the actor who plays William is Stephen Phillips. Does such a great job of, you know, really acting as somebody who is in isolation, who is stuck in this place for a very long time. And as the movie progresses, like, he starts like scratching like tallies of how long he's been here, and the walls start getting consumed by it. At first it's this desk where he has essentially like a computer that he can, well, actually it's not even a computer really, it's like a tape recorder and things he can record like what's going on, and like he talks to the cameras, and he also has a room, but it gets locked out at certain times. Like, he has to be in the main lobby, as you will, from certain times, and in front of him is like a big like glass. It almost looks like an interrogation room, like it's one way glass, and there's a door next to it, but nothing really happens for like the first like maybe like quarter of the film, because you're starting to kind of dive into his mind and why he's here, and you're not really sure as to why he's being sentenced and why he was picked, but things start to kind of unravel. So in a way it's like a mystery thriller creature feature found footage film. And it's really, really fun. The way that the cameras act, it really makes you seem like you're watching something on a VHS on an old TV, which I really, really like. You get that feeling. But you know, as the movie progresses, you start really thinking, okay, William has to be losing his mind. He has to be, because once this creature starts showing up, things start happening, and it may appear in areas or in ways that seem super unnatural, because you're not even sure what this thing is. I have a theory, and I'll leave it at the very, very end of this. I'll tell you my theory of what I think this creature is and whatnot. So I'll leave that as like one little teeny tiny spoiler, if you even want to say that it is one. I'm going to keep this review super duper duper short, because I just really want to build some hype around this and get everybody to go and watch it. So if you're a fan of found footage and you're kind of starved, or you're kind of bored by like the same old thing over and over and over again, this really does feel really fresh and new in the genre. And I think this is going to start sparking some more found footage films to kind of come out and dive into other areas like this, because the whole set is really, really cool. The acting is so well done for it really just being Will by himself. I always, you know, have to give props to any kind of actor out there that can carry an entire film by essentially talking to yourself, because that's what he's doing throughout the whole film. He's talking to the camera, and it's like there's somebody, or he's talking out loud like there's somebody there, or you go back in time and watch these videos, which in his room there's a TV, and they'll be at night, or when you presume that it's night, because you have no sense of time or reality really where he is, because of where he's at. Like, he has an alarm clock that like tells him when to get up and whatnot, but is that alarm clock real? Is that the actual time? Is it being shifted every now and then? Because you start playing with that too, where you like when he would usually wake up, the alarm hasn't went off yet. So like you start asking yourself these questions, like, are things being warped around me? Am I doing these things? Is he doing these things? But there'll be times at night, or like I said, you presume is night, that when he's going to bed, the TV that's next to him would play like old tapes of his past, and he would be like reliving it essentially through that, and then you would, you know, go into his past essentially. And it's such a crazy ride. And I do want to, you know, say that I will be interviewing the director, Tristan Barr, this week, and it will be dropping probably right before the release of this film. But I really wanted to get this review out because I meant to do it last week, but I figured, hey, let's push it a little bit further down the line where it's a little closer to the show. I mean, the showing of the film on Screenbox. Because once again, I have to give a huge thanks to Screenbox and Alex and everybody over there, Bloody Disgusting. They're amazing for always, you know, including myself in the show into the releases of their films and getting early looks at them and to give reviews on the ones that I get drawn to. Because there's been a lot that have been given that I just wasn't feeling, and I don't feel like it's right for me to review something that I'm just not feeling. But with this film, with it being found footage and really fresh, I had to go and say something. So I hope everything that I've said thus far has given you some sort of, I don't know, interest or to intrigue you a little bit to go and watch this film and support Screenbox and support found footage, because I know it's, like I said early on, it's a genre that a lot of us horror fans really adore, and a lot of it's been stale as of late. So go check this one out when it drops. And I guess right now I'll tell you my theory. So I guess if you want to shut it off right now, I'm going to go into a little bit of a spoiler mode. Like I said, this review is going to be super duper short. It's just to kind of build up some hype and get people to go and watch it. So right now I'll count down from three, that from here on out, it's going to be my theory about some of the things, mainly the monster and Will. So if you don't want to hear that and you want to wait until you've seen the film, please shut it off now. So counting down from 3, 2, 1. Here is my theory. So the whole time you are really what it seems like in Will's head, and you understand that he is a drug addict, and essentially he sees this disgusting thing on the other side. I think that the monster is Will. I think it's his habits. I think it's just the disgusting side of himself that he doesn't want to see. Doesn't want to see. Every time it shows up, he doesn't want to see it, but it's there. It's always scratching at him. It's doing these things to him. And at the end, this is big spoiler, big spoiler, Will dies. By the monster, essentially. And I think it's Will killing himself. But I'm just putting that out there. This is my thought. So I hope everybody goes to check this out. That's the end of my theory. I want everybody to go seek this out as soon as it drops. Give it some good reviews on Screenbox and anywhere else on Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. Because I really want to see more from Tristan. And hope to see more of this stuff on Screenbox. So thank you everybody who takes the time to listen to our show and support these films. It means a lot, and really, really cool things coming out very, very soon. So thank you everybody for listening to this really short review. I'm gonna catch you on the next one. Stay spooky.